بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed a few of the evil characteristics and traits of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who had the outer garb of Islam, but in reality their hearts were devoid of iman. They did not have true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they were just portraying as though they were Muslims, as though they were the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the pieces of advice that were given to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُهُمْ. They do not allow their amassing of wealth, their worldly progress, their worldly achievements to deceive you. In other words, do not let their worldly progress become a means of envy for you. Why? Because these people have made the pursuit of wealth, worldly achievements, they have made this the ultimate goal in their lives. And because of this, it becomes a means of discontent for them. It becomes a means of their lives becoming tight in this relentless pursuit of amassing wealth. So rather than envying them, you should in actual fact feel sorry for them. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing with this theme, now mentions one such application of this, how these people were discontent. They were never happy with what they received as far as worldly bounties were concerned. So these people, of course, because they were living amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and amongst the Muslims, and on the basis of them having portrayed Islam, they would also receive some funds that would come into the Baytul Mal, the national treasury, which were from the sadaqat, those funds that were set aside, that would be received at times from the spoils of war and different avenues, and would be used to alleviate poverty, would be given to those in need, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give these people from there as well. But, as we mentioned, because their primary pursuit was amassing wealth, they were never happy with what they would receive. They would always complain and ask for more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. From amongst these people are those who find fault with you, O Nabi of Allah, with regard to the distribution of sadaqat, of charity. فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا. When they are given a significant portion of it, رَضُوا, then they become pleased, they become happy, they don't find any fault with you. وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطُوا مِنْهَا. But on those occasions when they are not given anything, at times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would perhaps see to other people and take care of the needs of others, and this particular group of munafiqeen would be left out from receiving anything, then إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ. Then rather than them agreeing to this and becoming happy with what you have decided, they now become enraged, they become upset, and they begin questioning and asking that why have we not received this time? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what should have been their outlook, how should they have responded? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ. Allah says, if only they were content with what Allah and His Rasul have given them, and if only they made this statement that حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for us, whatever we receive is enough for us. سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, Allah will give us from His bounties. وَرَسُولُهُ, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will also give us when he has the opportunity. But our objective, إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ. We are desirous of the pleasure of Allah more than receiving any particular amount of wealth. We are desirous of receiving the pleasure of Allah. So had they made this statement, then this would have stood them in good stead. This would have been better for them. But of course, these people were hypocrites, and therefore they did not think in the way a Muslim thinks, a believer thinks, that I may have missed out on some stipend coming to me, some amount coming to me, but because I have submitted to the desire, the distribution of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we generally term rada bil qada, a person becomes content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has decided should come to me, be it wealth, be it health, be it when it comes to my family members, my children, whatever Allah has decided should come to me, I am content with this. So this is the way a believer thinks. Why? Because I am seeking and searching the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I show happiness, I show contentment with Allah's decree, Allah will become happy with me. So if they had thought along these lines, and they had made these type of remarks, this would have been better for them. But on the contrary, these people would find fault with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are various incidents mentioned under these verses. One occasion there was a Bedouin who had just accepted Islam a short while back. And he had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a very aggressive way. He addressed him that, O Muhammad, Allah has commanded you to be just, but you have not shown justice. So in a very harsh tone, he says this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam responds to him that, Waylak, woe be to you. فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَعْدِلُ عَلَيْكَ بَعْدِي If I will not show justice to you, then who do you think will ever show justice to you? In other words, this is some figment of your imagination. I have been completely just and fair. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warns the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that just as this person has made this remark, this hypocrite, you will find in my ummah people just like this. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that when it comes to their outer ibadat and a'mal, then they will have everything going for them. يقرؤون القرآن. They will even recite the Quran. In one narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to the Sahaba that when you look at their salah, you will feel ashamed looking at the level of their salah. When you look at the way they fast in the month of Ramadan, the way they stand up in the dead of night, then you will feel ashamed as though your a'mal are not on the level of theirs. But when they recite Quran, لا يجاوز تراقيهم, it will not pass their throats. In other words, there is no reality behind it, no sincerity, no iman, no belief in Allah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, these people, their hypocrisy is such that when they emerge in my ummah, and he's addressing Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you are there to see that time, then without any hesitation, wage war against them. And فَقْتُلُوهُمْ Take their lives also, because these people do not belong to my ummah. There's the incident of a person by the name of Dhul Khuwaisira. There were two Dhul Khuwaisiras. One was a Sahabi. He had iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhul Khuwaisira Al-Yamani. The famous incident where that person had come into Masjid al-Nabawi and he began to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam regarding Qiyamah. And then being a Bedouin and not being schooled on the etiquette of the Masjid, he then began urinating in the corner of the Masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very gently and calmly teaches him and explains to him not to do so. So according to Mu'arrikhin, this person's name was also Dhul Khuwaisira. But there was another person by the name of Dhul Khuwaisira Al-Yamani, and he was a hypocrite. In fact, they say he was the leader of a particular tribe, and the majority of them were hypocrites. So this person also, similar incident has been mentioned regarding him, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing the spoils of war after the Battle of Hunain, then he also came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very aggressively, very harshly. He accused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being unjust, being unfair. And again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the same type of warning, that there will be people from this man's progeny who will emerge in my ummah. And again, when you look at their ibadat, their a'mal, then you will deem it to be very great, very significant. But these people have absolutely no iman in their hearts. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explains this, that they have gone through Islam and come out on the other side, just like an arrow passes through the body of an animal. A person goes hunting, and the arrow pierces through the body and comes out on the other side an absolutely clean shot. And when you look at that arrow, it has gone right through. There isn't any blood, any flesh, any hairs of that animal left on that arrow. It has just passed completely through. And a person looks at the arrow on the other side and he cannot see any remnants of that animal on it. In the very same way, these people, they will pass through deen. It will seem as though they have accepted Islam, but they will come out on the other side with no traces of iman left upon them. They have absolutely no iman in their heart. And as we mentioned previously, my dear brothers, the reason these incidents are mentioned and repeated over and over again in the Quran Sharif, the characteristics and traits of the hypocrites, as we mentioned, this is not just to harp on and on about these groups, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this, so that it serves as a warning for us, that my ummah will continue to be plagued with hypocrisy till the end of time. But for us to now introspect and see within my life, within my heart, do I have just the garb of Islam upon me? I have a Muslim name, Muslim occupation. I'm coming to the masjid, I'm reading Quran Sharif also. But have I really submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I have conviction? Do I have yaqeen? Do I have trust upon the words of Allah, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This will be a gauge of whether I really have iman within my heart, or it is just the outer garb of Islam, and Allah protect, Allah save us, but in reality it is hypocrisy. We will terminate on this. Ulama explain how a person has a CD or a tape, and it has some engraving on it, or some cover on it, some name, that this is the 30th juz, Amma Para, and so and so reciter. And a person now puts this into the CD player, and he realizes it's a blank CD, there's nothing playing. So outwardly it looked as though there was Quran Sharif on it. It looked as though the certain reciter, his recordings were on there. But when he puts it into the CD player, there's nothing playing. So in the same way, it should not be that outwardly I look like a Muslim, but when a person leaves this world, he's placed into his grave, and now when the record needs to come out, or the correct answers need to come out, now it's just blank and nothing is coming out. Allah give us tawfiq, protect us, grant us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.